here again to bring you their best bets and expert picks for every game on this week's NFL schedule, it's the Green Men, brought to you by WSN.com.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the WSN Weekly NFL Pick'em Show. My name is Adam Forsyth, joined as always by Ryan Sullivan, and it is time for some playoff football. We've been with you for every single week of the regular season, breaking down every single game, and now it's down to the nitty-gritty. The team's chasing for the Super Bowl. It's getting there. It's close. Only a few teams left. Four games this week, Ryan.
What's wrong with you? What happened to your voice?
You talking about the voice?
Yes.
I was hoping you guys wouldn't notice.
The first thing I noticed.
Yeah, I got a little carried away cheering for some football this weekend because I was in Seattle for the Week 17 regular season finale taking on the 49ers. It was the game of the week, the Sunday nighter, and man, it lived up to its hype, and I got a little carried away. I went full 12th man style.
Yeah, well played.
It was an awesome game. And then, yeah, I woke up, and my voice is now like this.
That's okay. That's all right.
But all in the name of football. But there was no way I was calling in sick to this one because it is my favorite show of the year, the playoff pick'em, a wild card weekend, and we have a jam-packed show ahead. If you're joining us for the first time, here's how the show works. Every single week, we break down every single game, the spreads, the overs, the unders, and some prop bets for good measure. We kind of go back and forth, share our best bets, and we also look back at last week, week number 17 of the NFL season, and we are going to recap our best bets, some of our best prop bets, and of course, our biggest misses, because we got to be held accountable to you, the WSN viewers and listeners. So why don't we get things started, turning things over to Ryan Sullivan. Your best bet last week, Ryan, how did you do?
Not too bad, not too bad. I'm undefeated in the last few weeks. We had a bit of a push, but that's okay. So we'll chalk it up in the tie column there in the standings. So yeah, I took the Rams over the Cards. It was a 7-point spread when we laid it down. It nailed on the nose. So not too bad. I'm going into the postseason here, riding a little streak, feeling confident, feeling good, and I got a beauty on the way coming up this week. I mean, there's only a few games to choose from, but I'm feeling pretty good about it. But I won't let the cat out of the bag just yet. Let's turn things over. How did your best bet survive?
Not as good as your push. Unfortunately, I even kind of said last week in a joking manner, I don't know why I'm doing this to myself as putting this my best bet, but I went with Jameis Winston. Not the Buccaneers, but Jameis Winston to cover a 1-point spread against the Falcons, and it kind of looked a little promising at least. Come on, man, yeah. Lead me to some like financial glory. All they got to do, 1-point spread. It looks so promising, and then he goes, you know what? I'm gonna start throwing picks, and to cap it off, an OT pick six to end his season, to end the Bucs season, and end my chance of a best bet win. But he did hit that mark we've been talking about for the last few weeks on WSN. 30 touchdowns, yep. 30 interceptions, 30 for 30, baby. He made it. And
it's not bad. There's some sweet irony going on. And, I mean, I threw this up on Twitter the other day. Got a whole 2 likes. So happy with that tweet. But, no, the Chargers are picking 6. So Philip Rivers left them with a pick 6. And it's just so fitting that the Buccaneers ended their year with a pick 6 as well.
Jameis Winston doing his year-end presser and said, yeah, you know what? I think I had a pretty good year. I mean, he was the passing leader in the NFL. Yeah. He goes, I just had to get I just kind of really turn down the turnover ratio. Like, what? 30? 30 interceptions and you're just turning down.
Turn down a little bit.
Maybe down to like 28 next season.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. So anyways, unfortunately, as a result of that, my best bet was a bust. But I did hit some props and I was pretty happy with it. I hit the under between the Jets and the Bills. I also took the over on Rashad Perriman receiving yards and receptions. That one paid off. I had the Bengals upset over the Browns. And I was also glad I trusted my gut because I cashed in on that Saints blowout win over Carolina. And then I also had Seattle, and I missed that one. Then, again, that's why the voice is gone.
That's okay. That's a completely viable excuse. So, yeah, my biggest wins, I took Green Bay on the money and the Lions to take the spread. Feeling good about that. Nailed it. Rams took down the Cardinals. It was a 7-point spread. And again, the confidence is just high because it's not a loss. If you watched some earlier episodes, okay, you saw that obviously not a big win. I shouldn't put it in that category. But nonetheless, feeling confident there. And another W on my sights this weekend. Biggest miss, you know, I felt really confident in the Colts and the Jaguars. And when we both said, like, hitting the under here, 43 points, no big deal. But the Jags annihilated Indianapolis, 38-20, loading up the scoreboard completely throughout the picks. And stupidly, and I mean, this will happen. I mean, if you're picking teams early in the week, this is just, you know, this comes with the territory. But I took the Raiders over the Broncos, and then it was announced that Josh Jacobs out, the heart and soul of that team. And, of course, the Broncos absolutely destroyed them.
And I think the biggest miss for everyone around the world was Miami defeating the New England Patriots.
Yes, yes.
No one would have had that. I think we both said that New England probably covers that game. So that was definitely one of the more shocking upsets of the entire NFL season. Let's get to our best bets for this week, though, because we do have the four wild card games. And I'll kick things off. My best bet of the week, I'm going with the Saints to cover the 8-point spread against the Vikings. Now, since the return of Drew Brees from a hand injury, New Orleans has been dominant offensively. Even if it is a high-scoring game, I just don't think Minnesota has the firepower to keep pace with the Saints' electric offense. So that is my best bet, Saints, to cover the 8-point spread.
I absolutely love that pick, but the way that we do things on this show, I mean, if you're in clear sight of the pick and you call shotgun, it's yours. She's yours. You take the Saints. Know that I'm cheering for them as well. So pulling for your best bet there. But I'm going to take the Seattle Seahawks, the team that stole your voice, over the Philadelphia Eagles. It's a 1.5-point spread. That's not much. That's pretty measly. Seattle could be an absolute beast. No pun intended. A little bit of a pun intended. In these playoffs. Last year, they walked into Dallas and almost upset the NFC East champs. This year, I see them absolutely pulling that off. That NFC East division was just brutal. I mean, whether the Cowboys moved on or not, doesn't matter. Whoever came out of that division, they're going down very, very early, even though they got home field advantage. Yeah, Seahawks are the best bet.
All right, well done, sir. Before we get to our predictions for all of the wildcard weekend, we want to hear yours. All you got to do is head to WSN.com or hit us up on our YouTube channel, WSN. Give us your wildest predictions for wildcard weekend. We promise we'll discuss the top comments of next week in next week's video. Also, be sure to like and subscribe to all the weekly NFL predictions. And for our listeners living in New Jersey or West Virginia, again, head to WSN.com. Special bonuses, deals, if you want to bet on this week's games. You compare the best legal online sports books, and you get exclusive offers when you sign up and start betting. With all that out of the way, I say we get into our full breakdowns of the four wildcard games, and we'll start with the early one. It is the Saturday afternoon game, the number 5 seed, the Buffalo Bills, taking on the number 4 seed, the Houston Texans. Texans favored by 3, the over-under, 42.5 points. Ryan, why don't you start things off?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I honestly think that this is going to be the game of the week. And, I mean, maybe I should have chalked this up in my biggest wins last week. But I was liking the Titans in that game. And it's not just because they had so much to play for, so much on the line. It's because I'm losing faith in these Houston Texans. And I mean, there's a number of reasons why. But yeah, as I mentioned, this for me is the big game of the weekend. Two great quarterbacks, great young quarterbacks coming in. Josh Allen didn't come out of the gates firing in his rookie season. But this year, no question, he has showed the world that he has so much more in store. There's so many more sides to this guy that we just didn't see. And you know, when it comes to the Houston Texans, there's some injury woes there. And I'm not fully sold on them. You got Will Fuller the fifth. You know, If he can make it out there, I hope.
It was his fifth injury of the season.
I like what you did there. The V. It's not too shabby. You know, I hope that he can make it out there. I mean, it's just a better game when he's involved. But it's just, if he does, he's not going to be 100% by any means, even if he crawls back to the football field. And I just don't think that they're deep enough from there. And unless Deshaun Watson gets outside that pocket, there's not a lot going on there. You know, they've made some use out of their two tight ends, Akins and Fells, who have been kind of their secret weapon here and there. But the problem is, the Buffalo defense is one of the best in the league, allowing the fewest yards to tight ends of any team out there. So there's just so many reasons why the Bills should win this game that it's hard for me to look away. I'm taking Buffalo for the win, Buffalo to cover.
All right, first game, we got the road team victory, at least in Ryan Sullivan's eyes. Arguably the least sexy matchup of the week, but as Ryan mentioned, it could be like a sneaky great game. At first glance, my first thought, it would be to go with the Texans. But you got to dive a little bit deeper in the numbers, the betting trends. And I think I'm taking Buffalo to pull off the upset, much like Ryan did. The Bills have been great on the road this season. A 7-1-1 record against the spread over the last 9 games. While Houston has struggled in the Lone Star State as a favorite. A shockingly bad 1-6 record against the spread at home over the last 7 games. Buffalo reached the playoffs by running the ball this season, but their path to victory, I think, on Saturday will be through the air. The Texans pass D, their biggest weakness all season. Josh Allen does not exactly air out the ball, but if he can mix it into his run game with some deep passes, I think the Bills succeed. I think John Brown is a great play for the over on receiving yards, while Cole Beasley, always a strong play on the over for receptions. Deshaun Watson has the potential to take over a game, so I'm a little bit worried about that, but as you alluded to, with this receiving core dealing with a ton of injuries, especially that one of Will Fuller, I think it's too much to overcome, so I will be taking the Bills for the victory. We have an agreement. We have an accord.
We do have an accord. I love it.
All right, for the other Saturday game, we had the number 6 seed, the Tennessee Titans, taking on the number 3 seed, the New England Patriots, and the Patriots at home favored by 4.5 points, the over under 43.5.
Yeah, I mean, this one, I don't think this is a tougher one to call by any means. I mean, the Patriots, you know, whether it's wild card weekend or whenever in the playoffs, they're always deadly. This is the first time that they've had to play a wild card game since 2009, an absolutely ridiculous stat. Can you name the other two teams that have not played in wild card weekend since 2009? There's only three. Pats are one of them.
Green Bay or something?
You are incorrect. No, that's one team. I asked for two. It is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Cleveland Browns. Clearly, one franchise of those three has figured it out. And it's not Tampa Bay or Cleveland, in case you were wondering.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But this is the big thing, is that Tennessee has looked fantastic as of late. I mean, there's no question about that. Ryan Tannehill has been the savior of this team. I was a big Mariota guy, so it's hard for me to look at it like that. But nonetheless, I mean, Tannehill's been incredible. You can't deny that. But the problem is that if you want to beat the best, you have to play the best. And aside from a big win over the Chiefs, you know, a month and a half ago or whatever it was, he's only beaten the Jaguars, Colts, Raiders, and Texans since then. And who are we kidding? This past week, I know I was chirping him a little bit, but the Texans, they're not going to be going all out in a game that's mean nothing for them. So, yeah, with that said, and especially home field advantage, just everything going in the Pats' favor in this game. I know it's a little bit of a spread there at 4.5 points, but how can you look away from New England? Like, the track record speaks for itself. I know Brady's getting older, and I keep doubting him, but that age just, it doesn't seem to make a difference with this guy. He just keeps getting better like a fine wine. So I'm going to go New England to win, New England to cover. They haven't looked amazing as of late, but in this game, it's just a wild card. It's just Tennessee. It's just Ryan Tannehill going New England.
All right, I'm going to differ from you, I think. And I was a cynic for most of the season when it came to the Tennessee Titans, but I'm going to buy in time for the playoffs. I won't go as far to say they win this weekend, but I think they at least keep it close enough to cover. Tennessee really impressing in the second half of the season, winning 5 of their final 7 games. Their offense is clicking. Ryan Tannehill saved his career. Mm-hmm. He's impressed everybody since taking over the starting duties. The concern, though, is he's never played in a playoff game. He could be in line for a big game, though, especially after New England allowed over 300 pass yards to Ryan Fitzpatrick, of all people. On the ground, a bit of a different story. The Pats' run defense, one of the brightest spots in the NFL, even if they struggled a little bit over the last month. Derrick Henry ending the season with a rushing title, but I think he'll be in very tough on Saturday. I'm avoiding him on all the prop bets. As for the receiving core, I really like A.J. Brown, the rookie, even though he draws the tough assignment of Stephon Gilmore. The rookie has been lights out over the last 5 games, averaging over 100 yards receiving. And the Pats side of things, I'm a little bit worried about the injuries. Like, Tom Brady's elbow is clearly not 100%, and Julian Edelman's clearly also not 100%. Something's wrong with him, and it showed in that loss to the Dolphins. Only one win in their last 4 games. The Pats are very vulnerable right now for the first time in a long time. Playing in a wild card, as you mentioned, that's not something they're used to. I also think the over is very much in play, as the Titans will gladly open things up because they know they can outscore the Pats. That's how they win this game, even in a tough building like Foxborough. So I'm taking the Titans to cover, and I think the over hits.
Okay, fair enough. You know, let's throw some trends out there, too, in case the betting public's kind of wondering which way, you know, they should sway. Maybe that didn't settle the deal for them. The Titans are 5-2 straight up and against the spread in their last 7 games. Very impressive. Mind you, all of those 7 games were not of the playoff fashion. The Patriots are 8-1 straight up, 7-2 against the spread in their last 9 playoff games. I mean, that speaks for itself. Titans are 1-5 against spread in their last 6 against the Patriots. It's going to be a tough one. I mean, you know, when you bring up all of these trends, I mean, aside from the Patriots and the playoffs, I suppose, it's all kind of thrown out the window. I mean, once a postseason game starts, just forget about these things. But if you're looking for a little bit more info, wondering which direction to go in, maybe it could help you. So let's move on to the Sunday, and I'll set this one up for you here.
Sure.
The Minnesota Vikings taking on the New Orleans Saints, the 3 seed Saints by 8 points, favored an 8-point spread. The over-under set at 48.5.
Yeah, so we covered the AFC games, and now we've got the NFC games. And they've changed it up this year a little bit. The NFL, normally they stagger it. They do AFC and NFC, one game each on the Saturday, Sunday. But they're loading it up, the NFC games, on the Sunday. And it's my best bet of the week. It's the biggest spread of the week, too. I think the Saints win and cover the spread, Ryan. Unfortunately for the Vikings, they're just running into the league's hottest team. Like, the Saints are buzzing right now. They've won 7 of 8. And they put up at least 26 points in all of those games. That one loss was that massive shootout victory against San Francisco where they put up over 40 points. So even in a loss, they're still scoring. Drew Brees finding the end zone at will right now. And I think the real bright spot is Alvin Kamara is finally rounding into form. He ruined my fantasy season with an awful year, but he had 2 touchdowns in week 17. As for the Vikings, Dalvin Cook will likely play, but he's still feeling the effects of that lingering injury. The team really struggling on the road to a 4-4 record away from Minnesota. That is very concerning. Playing in New Orleans, it's not easy. It's really not easy. The Vikings lost 5 of their last 7 games in the Cajun country. The over, I think, is a great bet. Much like the last game, I'm taking the over in this one. The total's gone over in 8 of New Orleans' last 11 games against Minnesota. The Saints nearly scoring at will as of late, so I think the over hits, and again, my best bet of the week, the Saints, to cover the 8-point spread.
That's well played. That is well played. The thing with the Saints for me is that, I mean, I was all over betting on this team, and I still am in this game. Let's get that up there. But I'm looking at more of the props in this game, the prop opportunities, than just the money line or the point spread here. And there's just so much to play with. I mean, I was a little bit afraid because, I mean, you mentioned your fantasy season. Mine was ruined. It was November 10th. It was not a big deal. You know, you can recover from that.
Specific date.
It was a huge game, and Drew Brees put up a stinker as the Falcons took him out, as you remember, in New Orleans. That was absolutely ridiculous, but man, have they really turned the corner since then. They've been fantastic. So when it comes to the prop side of things, and I've been throwing it out there every single week, Michael Thomas, the reception prop. I mean, this guy's been averaging 9 to 10 a game. If you can find something worth 8 or more, which you usually can, I mean, absolutely jump on that. If there's more than that, I mean, sometimes we'll throw in like 10 or 11 to get crazy. I don't know how confident I am in that one in a playoff game, but I think he's definitely going 8 or more for sure. Secondly, look for Drew Brees to eclipse 275 yards. You can always find that one. I don't love the 375-yard prop. Obviously, they pay substantially more, so it's not the worst bet, but if you can find something in the middle there, even like 325 or a 350, definitely keep your eye on that. Drew Brees is going to go off in this game, I think. And finally, this is maybe just a hunch pick, but I love this guy, the Swiss Army knife of the Saints, Taysom Hill. If you can find him as an anytime scorer prop, which I guarantee you can, it's going to pay money, and I think it's a safe bet. The Saints love to use this guy. I mean, especially last year in the postseason or leading up to as well. He played a huge role, and he can do it all for him. He can come in a quarterback. He's going to take a couple QB sneaks. You know he will. He usually gets one or two in the red zone every now and then too, which is good to see. They used him as a receiver last week. He scored a touchdown for him then. I think he's going to do the exact same this week as well. Now, as for the game and the spread, I love your take of the over. I think that's brilliant. And I think we'll see a pair of solid QB performances here. The one Achilles heel for Minnesota is the ground game. And I mean, if Dalvin Cook can play, that's awesome, but he's still not 100%. Same goes for Madison, still not 100%. I don't think they're a safe bet out of the gates there. I think they get used sparingly early in the first half just to see how good they are. And that just leaves Mike Boone. And there's nothing that Mike Zimmer would like to do more than leave Mike Boone on the bench after his performance last week. But if that's the guy they got to turn to, I mean, there's just no faith there. And I think that's going to absolutely kill him, that ground game. So yes, Saints to win. I like Minnesota to cover the hefty 8-point spread. I'm not overly confident in that because I think the Saints, I mean, they're just incredible putting points on the board. But Saints to win. I'm going to stick with the guns here. Minnesota to cover the spread. They're going to keep it close.
All right. Interesting. Going against my best bet. But I do like your bet of the Taysom Hill anytime score prop. They love to get creative in playoffs. Sean Payton and Drew Brees. And I think Taysom Hill will probably capitalize on that.
You see how arrogant I am with my picks now? I'm drinking my water out of a glass bottle. That just tastes like tap water, but it's classy tap water.
Yeah, it's glass tap water.
Yes.
All right, just like that, we've reached our final game of the week. It is the number 5 seed Seattle Seahawks taking on the number 4 seed, the Philadelphia Eagles. The Seahawks favored by 1.5 points. The over under set at 46. The Seahawks responsible for my lost voice because I was again at the game on Sunday and screamed a lot. But Ryan, we will not be in attendance for this one. What do you make of this game?
Yeah, I screamed at my TV. So, I mean, I didn't go quite as far as you throughout the game. But, I mean, it gets loud at CenturyLink, so I see where you're coming from. The Seahawks, in my mind, are a sleeping giant. And the NFL lit an absolute fire in their belly last weekend. Absolutely, that should have been pass interference. Are you kidding me? That would have given the ball at the one. And I think I'm just a little overly bitter as well. We mentioned the anytime score props. I got into them last week and I said, Marshawn Lynch, I put money down, he's going to score one touchdown. That worked for me. The odds were huge and I'm like, you know what, Marshawn Lynch, he'll score two touchdowns. So if they get that defensive pass interference prop, they're at the one. You know Lynch is scoring his second touchdown.
Yeah, Pete Carroll's giving him the ball.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, he can't make that mistake twice. So yeah, I'm a little upset with the NFL myself. But nonetheless, I think that absolutely lit a fire in the Seahawks. And I mean, what you didn't want, I mean, these guys are, you know, they're so powerful as it is. What the last thing Philadelphia needed was a little added motivation for these guys. And I think the Hawks have it. I think they're just going to walk into Philadelphia and absolutely dominate. I mean, they played there a few weeks ago. It wasn't an amazing game. I mean, they were playing in a monsoon, so what can you do? But at a measly 1.5-point spread, I think they're just way too powerful. And again, I'm throwing money down for sure on Marshawn Lynch. Anytime touchdown. Absolutely. I mean, it's not going to be huge odds. You might get $350, $4 out of it, something like that. But take a look at that. I absolutely think that's happening. And yeah, Hawks to win, Hawks to cover on the road, Hawks to move on to the next round.
Your best bet.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It is a common trend for my wild card weekend picks. For the third time of the four games, I'm going to take the road team to earn a win as well. Full credit to the Eagles for even getting to the playoffs. But like at this point, injuries just aren't even slowing down. Patchwork receiving core at best, still consisting of like practice squad players. I mean, full credit to Boston Scott. 4 weeks ago, he was on the practice squad.
Yep.
This week, he was named the Week 17 was it NFC Offensive Player of the Week.
Yeah,
it's a lengthy title. That's how impressive it was. It's like it needed 10 words in it. Unfortunately, though, I don't think it's enough. There's just too many injuries. Seattle, a close loss to San Fran in Week 17. It should fuel their fire. And it helps my case. The Seahawks love playing the Eagles. They've won 5 straight against their Philly foes. They're also 5-0 against the spread over the last 5 in the city of brotherly love. It's never easy crossing the country for a playoff game, but like Seattle's the one team that I can kind of see it happening. Like they've already proved it once this season. They went into Philly and they stole a win. Yeah, I just think that they can take the Eagles away from the Northwest. It's pretty easy. As for the props, though, the one that you just mentioned, I really love. I think Marshawn Lynch does find the end zone. Beast mode in the red zone, and I think he finds the end zone as a result. Seattle's play calling, though, is a little bit too sporadic for my liking for him to hit the over or the under on rushing yards, so that's a stay away for me. All-purpose yards as well, because he just doesn't get the ball thrown to him. I like DK Metcalf to have a big day, though, because I think the Eagles' D to keep this game close have to shut down Tyler Lockett, which is going to open up Metcalf for some big scores. And you'll actually find some pretty solid odds on him finding the end zone. So that's what I'm going with. DK Metcalf and Marshawn Lynch to find the end zone. Those are my prop bets. And Philly, I just don't think they have it, unfortunately, for the home team. 1.5 points. That's what I like.
Yeah. And I mean, like, we're a few days out still, but it's looking like we're going to get some rain in Philadelphia, or at the very least a soggy field. So if you can find a Travis Homer prop while you're at it too, he was impressive last week for the Hawks. Can't deny it. So yeah, I think a ground game prop would be a pretty strong way to go either way.
All right. So there we go. 4 games, wild card weekend. I cannot wait. I'm so pumped. And I like that it's spread out. You know, we got the 2 Saturday, we got the 2 Sunday. Let us know again what you think, your wildest predictions for Wildcard Weekend. Post them on WSN.com or underneath this video if you are watching on YouTube, and we will recap it in next week's video. Quickly, let's go over our best bets one more time. What do you got?
Absolutely. So, I mean, I see Seattle moving on. I mean, walking into Philly, walking out with a huge win, knocking off the NFC East champs, who are just... You know, they'll get the banner. It's a pity banner. Take it. You won the division. It was a terrible division. But Seahawks by 1.5, no problem. Absolutely.
All right, my best bet of the week, I'm going with the Saints to cover an 8-point spread, taking on the Minnesota Vikings. I think they move on. And if that is indeed the case and our predictions are right, that would set up the NFC showdowns. Seattle versus San Francisco and New Orleans versus Green Bay. Those are some stellar matchups on tap.
Yeah, not too shabby, man. And keep an eye on those props, too. I mean, we mentioned a few of them out there. I think, you know, every time playoff time rolls around, I mean, prop prop country, it becomes a little more fun. You know, it adds a little spice to the game.
One of the more fun things, too, about Wildcard Weekend is that daily fantasy doesn't stop. There's real money, daily fantasy sports, a great option for people living in a state where traditional sports betting isn't legal yet. Head to WSN.com. They can set you up with links to DraftKings and FanDuel because, you know, Adam and Ryan, I refer to myself in the third person. We will be playing this weekend. Yeah. We have some eyes on some of those guys we mentioned.
And hey, congratulations to your LSU Tigers as well. Big win.
Joe Burrow.
You sound like Ed Orgeron, so that's why. Congratulations.
I sound like who?
The coach of the LSU Tigers.
Well, yeah.
If you want to comment on the video of who Adam sounds like, please take it in.
Actually, which character, movie character, I'm sure I sound like them all. But again, thank you, Seattle, for giving me this voice. I had a blast this weekend, and let's keep it going. This has been a blast. Ryan, thank you for joining me today, as always, and we will be back next week to break down the divisional picks. And we'll see what happens. Enjoy the football, everybody. It's going to be a great weekend, and we'll see you next week.